Okay, page 230. Simen Resh Vav, Halacha Hey. Okay, you there?
Yes.
Okay, you got the page, Jimmy? He says, Eim Evarch and Lo Al Ochav, Lo Al Mashka, Shivu Lefanav. Don't make any brach on food that's not in front of you. Be'erch Ve'achach Hevu Lefanav, Tzarech Varech Pamacheres. If you made a bracha and then the food is then brought in front of you, so then you have to make a new bracha. And we'll see about that. You're going to have a Misha Berach al Perish Lefon of Yaka, Kavir Lo Yosem Yosamin. Omi Min Acher Shebrachasul Kibrachas Arisham. So let's say a person made a bracha on fruit that was in front of him, and then he finishes up the grapes in front of him, they bring in some more grapes. Or they bring him a apple. So Eina Tzarech Levarach, his first bracha works. And he says, the Ramah V'tov Lizar L'chatchila, he goes, Daito Al Kol Ma'ash Yavilo. And ideally you should have in mind, when you make that first Priya Eitz, that it covers all Eitzes that you're going to eat at that sitting. Okay, so let's go to Yud Tes. Tzarech Levarach Pamacher. So Filu Kiven Daito Alehim B'Shavas Bracha Gam Kelamani. Even if you had in mind that food, it doesn't help. Even right? You can't go ahead, even though you know you have in your pantry a chocolate bar, you can't make the shahakol somewhere else and then go get the chocolate bar. Below Dami Lamas Hamayim de Sebab, we're going to see the case of like the water fountain or the flowing water, right? Where we see that the water that you're ultimately going to drink was not in front of you because the water is constantly rushing. So the Hasuk Kibush Mivadi Yavo Hamayim Negdo, since that water is definitely going to get to you, Ki'ilu Hayelafon of Damya, it is like it is in front of you now. Mashen Kain Hacha, the Tolei B'Das Acher. Here, right, he says Tolei B'Das Acher. Let's see if that gets qualified. Meaning, someone says he's going to bring you the food, so then that's, who says that he will or he won't. Right? Now, that could be similar. You know, that always that famous case about the guy who has his friend eating a bag of potato chips, and he runs over to his friend, and he makes a bari priyadama and starts saying, give me, right? So, is that friend obligated to give him the potato chip? Because if he doesn't give him potato chip, it's going to be a bracha levatala, right? So he's playing and hoping on the fact that you will give him the potato chip. But you're not obligated to give him that potato chip. That's his business that he did something silly. But according to this, it may not even work, right? It may not even be a good bracha in the first place, because it says here that it's Tali B'das Acherim. You made the bracha, you have no idea if the guy's going to give it to you or not. So that would be a separate issue about whether that potato...
What about making a bracha on food you don't
own? Well, give me an example.
You're going over the point where you're making the guy makes the bracha and the potato chips. It's not owned by the guy who made the bracha. It's owned by somebody else. You're making a bracha.
That's right. You're totally b'das achem that he's going to actually give you that chip.
But that's a different point. That he's going to give it to you, but the time you make the bracha, okay, you don't own the chip.
That's correct. You don't own the chip, and you don't control that chip. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. That your food, if you're planning, if the food's not there, right, you're tied whether it's going to be there. Someone's going to give it to you. So, now he says, Vima yahadavar shebeirech alav munach b'teva beis habracha v'ach habracha kachem shem. Now let's say it's sitting in your cabinet. It's yours. It's in your cabinet. And after the bracha, you're just going to go take it from the cabinet. So, ein etzarech lach sedavarach even shumuchon lefonav. So here again, if it's yours and you don't have to worry about someone taking it, you know, or providing it, so then it's not a bracha vatala. But the case of the potato chip, maybe a bracha vatala even if he gives you the potato chip. Matter of fact, he's doing you a favor by not giving you that potato chip. Because this way, either way, it's a bracha. You're either going to be making a bracha vatala or you're going to be eating without a bracha, right? If he gives you the chip, so A, you've made a bracha batala, and B, you ate that chip without a bracha. So that's worse than just making the bracha batala. So he's doing you a chesed if he refuses to give you the potato chip. Now, but if it's sitting in your closet, right, you want to get a head start on the bracha, so you walk into that house, and you know, you make a bari pri adam, and then run through your cabinet to find the popcorn that you have there. So he says that will work. Since mukhal lefan of ena tali b'das acherim, u'b'prima gam esad duadin kalki hay gavna shuvadai shuva etzel. Right, any case where it's definite, going to bechayd or some of it's in the nearby room, gam kain tzarach lachs or levarach after chatzil b'al yesh zor b'zem. One should refrain from making brachas like this, right? Okay. And make sure you make the bracha with the food in front of you and ready to eat. So he says, Echa mitam hefsik, right? Because first of all, if the food's not there, you have to go walk to get it, you have a hefsik. So for two reasons, right? You should be holding the food, we want to minimize the hefsik on Abba Sif Dalad, and therefore, right, one should not try to do this thing, even if he knows for sure the food's there. There's no way that anybody finished it up, right? Unless he still violates other rules of brachas. Okay, v'achar chevilo. So then he says, they bring you additional, right? He says, if you made a brach on Perus, and then they bring you more of it, I know, afilo achar shekvar achal harishonim, even if they're all finished, the first grapes. Right, the Ramah seems to be implying that even if you didn't have das, you made a bari pri eitz, and that's going to work for anything that's in that sitting. You made a bracha stam on the pears in front of you. You didn't specifically say it's only on these. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that automatically, when you made bracha on grapes, right, that anything else that comes along is also covered. Mishum shekein derech ha'adam lekones me'achila ketan le'gdola. Right, person's going to eat a little bit, then he'll eat more. Elim kein ha'yedai to behesh lelech ha'rak elo perishim lefan, unless his intention was only to eat the three grapes. Oshib eish shegam ha'achila so hiskim b'dai to shelech ha'lod. Or he finished the grapes and he said, that's it, I'm done. And changes his mind, then you would have to make a new bracha in that case. Okay. Then he says, Miminacher, right? So brings you a different fruit. As long as it's a fruit. If you go ahead and you make a bracha on fish, then they bring you a beer, right, which is, again, totally unrelated to fish. So he says, Af Shabir Chosein Shal, even though the bracha is shahak on both of them, you come up, man, and turn up a bracha of a stomach, and can't all you die to behedja, lift the oyster of a bracha. In that case, it's totally different foods. First of all, one's a food, one's a drink, right, plus they're different. So then you'd have to have specific kavana to cover the other shahakal. But fruit, we consider fruit being fruit. Or at least it was in front of you, right? When you made the bracha on the fish or on the beer, it would cover the other one. Okay, so he says in the Chav Beis, Shibrechaso, Kibrechaso Rishon, you bring him additional Bayer Priya Eitz. Kamachar Mechok Medin Zez Firlu, the Davka, the Osamin Mamishu, the Potip, Ibrechaso Bistama, right? That only grapes, if you had grapes, and then you finish up the grapes, and then they bring you more grapes. Right, so only in that case, so then it will cover the new grapes. Right, even those that are brought after. But if they bring in you oranges later on, it's not going to help. Right, for stam. Because what's your stam das? Stam das is for grapes. But if he brings you oranges when you're still eating grapes, there's still grapes on the table, Nirishain Lavarch, then you would not make a bracha. You're still eating the grapes. Your bracha is sitting there out there working. And therefore, it'll continue and remain open for other Adam, for other, as well. If you were Kobeya to have a fruit Suda. and they bring you something else. So then, ain't tzarich lafsa the varach. Then you're not making brachim to kavah hatzma lachila. Ain't misiach daito mizes. And so it was your intention to have fruit. So regardless of whether they brought it afterwards, this different type of fruit, then it would be covered by your original bracha. But enochanam, according to these opinions, if you go ahead and you finished up your first fruit and you didn't have in mind to cover all fruit, then you would need to make a new bracha.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you have a subject for bracha? You made a bracha on you start eating something, you walk out of your house, and you're not sure if you should make another bracha, on your food that's in front of you, or you should, continue eating. So now you're going to go ahead and take out, a minah here.
Right.
So say you're eating potatoes, and you can go ahead and take a potato, go out and take out some vegetable, whatever it is, and you're going to go ahead and make a bracha on that. In fact, according to this, you can't make a bracha on those other vegetables because your potatoes are in front of you.
Well, the question, let's take the case, right? Break it down. When you made the first bracha, right, what did you make the first bracha on?
You were sitting there to eat supper, let's say you didn't have potatoes. So you made your bracha adama on a potato.
Right.
And then you walked out of the house, which is that suffix,
Right.
Area,
right.
Another bracha or not. So now you walk back in.
Okay, so you have a good idea. Okay, so you're going to go into your cabinet and go pick out another thing, whatever it is, that's adama, and you'll make a bracha on that thing. So according to this, since your first minute is in front of you, you can't make another bracha on the other thing. Right. With sveikus, it's all sorts of, different ways to deal with it. Let's say you are misopic now, really. Ideally, you should have made a bracha achrona before you left. Right? But you didn't make the bracha achrona before you left, so now you're making... and the question is, will there be any other adamas that'll cover if you had, any other vegetable that's on that you brought while you still have potatoes on the table? Right? Okay. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I wonder if maybe this suffix somehow makes it not so bad. Maybe you can do it then. Now, let me just see what he says here. Question is, how does the suffix play into this? Right? But, okay, I have to think about that.
Actually, this happened yesterday to me.
Really?
I did make a bracha on something else. Yeah. And now I'm thinking about it, according to this, maybe it wasn't the right thing.
You made a new bracha when you came in on a different potato or whatever.
I got some popcorn from my cabin now because I was no shock of popcorn. Wasn't even thinking about popcorn. But I was certainly something that was not on my mind at all. So, I had eating vegetables and walked out. And then I came back in, so then I made a bracha on the popcorn. So the question was, of course, if it is, because the thing was in front of me, so then I made that bracha on the popcorn.
Right, so it would be a suffix on that as well. Right, so what's the way to deal with that? Have someone else be motzi you in on a bari pri adama on something. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't understand. So what's the principle here? Now, the principle is that doesn't depend on das.
Well, again, we're going to attribute das to you, which is what the Shulchan. We haven't gotten to the last part in the Ramah, right, where he says you should be careful to have das for everything. But the Shulchan seems to say that das is automatically assumed. Right.
Even though, in Dobie's case, right, he didn't even think about popcorn. It's pretty clear.
No, so we don't. So it sounds like we're not passing like that opinion, right? Because it seems again he's quoting here the Achron who argue on this that it has to be the same min. If he's eating potato chips, it has to be more potato chips. But if the potato chips are still on the table and someone brings him popcorn, right? That's what we're saying. Then you would not make a new bracha. because you're still holding by your Adama, and then you're just adding more Adamas there. It wasn't like your Adama came to an end.
So our Stam Das includes everything under that same roof?
Includes everything, assuming you still have some of the other stuff in front of you.
That's pretty powerful,
though.
Okay.
Well, okay, let's read the next Mishnah verse. So he says in Chav Gimel, Yizar lechadchila, the Yesh min apos mishom de bestam aloi mahani b'chol gavne, lam kein ha yilfon b'shaz bracha. Right there, those hold it never works. Right? Abo b'lav hachim yinan shi daito akol ma shavi lo achakach. Right? Right, so he says there are such opinions, and therefore he says, now again, it seems that he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch to some extent, right? But it's better not to get yourself caught in that trap and either specifically have in mind everything right, well, I guess that, I mean, that's the ideal, because there are such cheats, but the evidence we do paskin, like we just said, that if the food comes out while you're while the other stuff is still there, so then you would not make a bracha, otherwise you would make a new bracha. On a different min, right? On popcorn if you're eating potato chips. So it's always helpful to have this here, but the other way, you know, could lead to issues. Okay. Let's go to Vav. Not to be other prila achla berchalov and afal miyado minevaro nimas. Take an apple, about to eat it, and it falls out of your hand and goes down the drain or falls into the toilet. So even though there are other apples in front of him when he made this brach on the apple, but his intention was to eat this apple. He says, Rak shlohaya daito alav la'ochlo. Right, even though it was in front of him, he just had no intention of eating that other apple. So therefore, he wanted a specific apple, and therefore his bracha would be a bracha of atala. I'll just read one more line here. And he says, V'tzarachlom or bracha shenkvar machasol le'olam v'od. Actually, I'll read to the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Right, you say bracha shem, because his bracha is a bracha of atala. Yim omer kishinaf al bracha to Hashem, v'lo omer elokeinu, yisayim yomer elamdei nechukecha. Right, our usual elamdei nechukecha. Addition, shein nirik ha-korei b'pasuk, so that looks like you're just saying a pasuk. Yein kaimot yishem shamayim levatala. Aval omer al amas mayim mevarach v'shoseh. But if you're standing by a river, you can make a bracha and then drink. Al pi she ha-mayim sheshoseh lo ha-yelfonim kishabarach. Even though that water's not there, when you're making the bracha, the water's upstream somewhere. Because the intention was to the water that was going to come down. Right? And you have the same issue with water fountains, right? So people discuss what's the best way to deal with a water fountain, right? Should you go ahead, right? You know the water's coming also. Do you need to, you know, have some water, cup some water in your hand when you make the bracha, so you're making the bracha already on water? Or is it exactly like this case? And there are different... there are different opinions about that. And I saw recently someone said that with the water fountain, you are better off, right, you're better off turning it on after you finish the bracha. I mean, some will say turn the water on so that the water is already flowing, so it could be like this river case, right? But others say you shouldn't be doing things while you're making a bracha. You shouldn't be flicking switches and whatever. And therefore, you should wait till afterwards. I think the more common psak is that you flip this, you flip the water fountain on, and while the water's flowing, then it becomes the river, and then you'd make the bracha. And then you would drink, even though that water, when you made the bracha on, is long gone. Okay, let's go to Chav Dalet, O Nimas. Right, the food fell down the drain or the toilet. All of a sudden you're about to eat it, you see it's rotten. You take a different apple. Right, we saw this the other day. That if the apple is somewhat edible, we don't want you making a bracha levatala. Go take a little piece of the edible part. Okay, and chafei afal pi shahaya. even though there were other apples in front of you. Everything. We'll see the beralacha tomorrow. Rak shlohaya daito rotzalomar. Shlohaya daito beferish b'shaz brachal kulam rak b'stama. You only had das, express das on the apple that was in your hand, right? You didn't expressly exclude them, right? But dimayi b'daito b'shaz brachal echal gam ashar in tzarech l'achshar levarach. Right, let's say you have a stack of grapes in front of you. You plan on eating all of them, right? So one grape was in your hand, it fell down, so you grab another grape because you were planning all the grapes. It's not on the table, right? Let's say you took a grape and the other grapes were in a different room or whatever, but you planned on eating the whole plate of grapes. So, okay. And others disagree. We'll see in the Bir Halacha that since you had it all in front of you, right? So then your das is on all of them. The Suffolk Bracha is the Hakel, and Suffolk Bracha, you wouldn't make a new Bracha, but again, this only assumes that there are other fruits in front of you. If you're holding an apple, and there's no other apples, being served, so then that's where this Halacha would be true, that you would need to make a new Bracha. Now, Berach al HaPeros, Uba Odom Avarach Avilo Peros Yosri Yafim. He made a Bracha on fruit, and while he's making the Bracha, they bring him better fruit, looking fruit. Since that's what you made the bracha on, eat a little bit of that. Even though you had das to cover other fruits, right? And if you didn't have das to cover the other fruits, then he says you have to make a new bracha. Now, that's a little... Right, he says, you made a bracha on the fruits, and they bring you more. Okay, I guess if you didn't have das for them, so then these new fruits are not part of the bracha. Right, he says, like we said before, but what do you mean? They're all the same apples. These ones are nicer or tastier. So... And that's how we paskin. Okay, Berach al Mayim Shamash Yesh Meis Bo'ir. So you made a brach on the water, and you heard that there's someone dead in the city, where the halacha is, you're supposed to spill out all the water. So Yishtem At Min HaMayim Yesh B'Chashar. Right, go ahead and, because again, there's a practice that if there's a dead person in the neighborhood, right, you spill out all your water. So here, the guy made the bracha, so if he spills it out, he can't drink it. It'd be bracha batala. So again, this Kabbalistic thing of spilling out the water, right, we will tell you to go ahead and drink a little bit so you don't have bracha batala. Now, we have another time where it's kufa, right? At certain times of the year, right, the season, the equinox and stuff, right? So at the exact time of the change of the season at the beginning of the tkufa, the Eshos Chashash Sakhar Lisha Samayim, right? All water that's uncovered is a problem to drink, and therefore people are makbid to put their water, any water bottle, whatever, in the fridge, so it's sealed. So Yant Mach Tavar Takuv Yachach Yishta, right? So go wait, right? It's really, technically, it's only that split second when the season begins, right? So even though he made his bracha, so let him wait 10 seconds. Right, and even if you hold that any water that was in existence during the beginning of the tkufa, right, regardless of what time it is now after the tkufa, a shomer mitzvah will not see any bad, right? And again, ultimately, since the person has made a bracha, we don't want a bracha levatala, right? So therefore, we'll tell him to drink a little bit. Okay, we will finish this, the Bir Halacha, tomorrow. Let's assume tomorrow, let's say, is 4:30 work?
Shouldn't work. I'm driving to Lakewood tomorrow.
You're driving to Lakewood. What time are you driving to Lakewood?
Probably around 3-ish, 3:30, so I'll still be in the car.
Okay, because, I mean, if we could do it earlier, I'll be in the car also. I just don't know what time I'm landing. If, okay, let's assume 4:30. Okay. Jimmy, 4:30 works?
Should be okay.
Okay. David, 4:30? Lorenzen, Shmuel?
Fine.
Okay. 4:30 it is tomorrow. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Enough gives
up the Milano flour.
The what?
The Milano flour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the great. So actually, on the packet, the doctor heard it said that it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But they also write that you shouldn't eat 2 kizis in 4 minutes in order to bench.
You should.
As it says, you should eat 2 kizets on north
of the bench. You should eat 2 kizets in 4 minutes. Uh-huh. I'm assuming because it's so white that, you know, in order to get an actual kizai, you probably need 2 kizets on whatever you're doing. Uh-huh. Okay. So, okay, I'll have to look into that again. Right. Somehow they stripped the gluten out of it, and somehow it still remains hamotzi. But, okay.
Yeah, I'm now I actually have a package in front of me. That's what it says.
Okay, can you send Goldie send me a picture?
Okay.
Okay.
I mean that's
all it says. So the badatz writes this on the package.
It says birchas hamitzi.
Okay. Very interesting. So they're holding that the four minutes is the Achilles Pras rule. Okay.
Right. First of all, 4 minutes, right? The Achilles Pras. And they're saying that, you know, it's probably obviously very light, whatever.
Right. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Shkayach. 4:30.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. What time are you going to bed tonight, guys?
Around
10-ish. Moses, you alone with the guy?
Yeah.